Penguin Random House Audio presents Slade House by David Mitchell. Read for you by Thomas Judd and Tanya Rodriguez.
The Right Sort, 1979. Whatever Mum's sayings drowned out by the grimy roar of the bus pulling away, revealing a pub called the Fox and Hounds. The sign shows three beagles cornering a fox. They're about to pounce and rip it apart. A street sign underneath says Westwood Road. Lords and ladies are supposed to be rich, so I was expecting swimming pools and Lamborghinis. But Westwood Road looks pretty normal to me. Normal brick houses, detached or semi-detached, with little front gardens, and normal cars. The damp sky's the colour of old hankies. Seven magpies fly by. Seven's good. Mum's face is inches away from mine, though I'm not sure if that's an angry face or a worried one.
Nathan? Are you even listening?
Mum's wearing makeup today. That shade of lipstick's called Morning Lilac, but it smells more like Pritstick than lilacs. Mum's face hasn't gone away, so I say, what?
It's pardon or excuse me, not what.
Okay, I say, which often does the trick. Not today.
Did you hear what I told you?
It's pardon or excuse me, not what.
Before that,
I said, if anyone at Lady Grayer's asks how we came here, you're to tell them we arrived by taxi.
I thought lying was wrong.
There's lying, says Mum, fishing out the envelope she wrote the directions on from her handbag, which is wrong, and there's creating the right impression, which is necessary. If your father paid what he's supposed to pay, we really would have arrived by taxi. Now, Mum squints at her writing. Slade Alley leads off Westwood Road about halfway.